Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. Well, Tito, we here in the American League Central have had to put up with Detroit and Kansas City and Chicago and Minnesota, but we just came off a trip where, for the first time, at least to my recollection, the Indians not only went to four cities, but a week in Boston and New York. A greater appreciation, I guess, for what you guys went through in the old days in the AL East. Boy, that can take a lot out of a club.
You know, 4 days in New York, and it's not New York like I think people understand. It's the games. You know, and again, when I was with Boston, there was so much emotion, a lot like when we played Detroit, you know, that, man, 4 days there, and it wore you out. And my biggest, one of my biggest concerns was the series after, because you hold your own with a good team, but then you leave, and if you're flat, that doesn't help. And it's hard not to, because it takes so much out of you. We saw, I mean, going to Boston and New York, there's so much more going on than just the game. And you got to get there earlier. You got to be prepared, because there's always people coming around. There's always things coming up. And it wears on you a little bit.
Well, and then we were really treated to a classic yesterday, even though it didn't end up the way you wanted. But for those two guys who have been heavyweights, Lester and Kluber, to pitch in a park where the Cubs had hit 9 home runs the last 2 days, the wind is blowing out 25 miles an hour, it's a short park to begin with, that was some kind of clinic.
You know, before the game, I'd mentioned to Klubs, you know, about when the wind blows out, you know, you got to pick your spots with this lineup and maybe bob and weave a little bit. He didn't need to. He just, you know, for those two guys to keep everybody in the ballpark was phenomenal. Because the wind was blowing to right hard, as we saw with the last ball. You know, Zach left a breaking ball there, and the kid got it up in the wind. And that's what, you know, normally on a day like that, you can expect 5 or 6 of those. But because of the way those guys pitched, guys couldn't get in the air.
You know, John Lester helped you win a title. And then you had to go through a cancer battle with John Lester at an incredibly young age for him. I thought there was a really neat moment yesterday when the home run was being reviewed early in the game. Lester's going to bat for the first time, and he's over talking to you on the on-deck circle.
Yeah, he was. You know, again, when kids come up to the major leagues for the first time and you're the manager, you feel more than just a manager. You feel a little bit of kind of a paternal feeling. And in no way would I ever say that, like I'm a father figure, because they have one father. But you do feel more. And then to go through what he did, you know, with the cancer and everything. So we became obviously very close. And he was standing there, and they didn't want to really say anything because he's pitching. And he walked over and started talking. And next thing you know, we're kind of laughing. And he was asking about John Farrell. And he's like, I can't believe you're going to try to take a home run away from your boy here. And I was laughing. But it did. It's amazing, because probably only in our game can those types of things happen. And then he flips the switch and he goes out there and he's throwing 93 and throwing a cutter. It's amazing.
Well, and now we turn around and see the Milwaukee Brewers. So this has been some kind of a bizarre month.
It is, and like only in our game. And with Interleague, this kind of stuff won't happen. I know tonight's going to be kind of probably a fun night, because they're doing a lot more, some of the takeoff stuff on the major league. So I think everybody will have fun with it.
What about now Carlos Carrasco? He's not pitching tomorrow night, Terry?
After his start in New York, he felt a little bit more fatigued than normal. And because everybody always does when they pitch. So we got him looked at today, got an MRI, which came back very clean, which we were thrilled with. He's going to be examined by the doctors tonight. Cody Anderson will make the start tomorrow. And then we'll either back him up, or if he gets an injection, we'll probably put him on the DL just because of the days off and trying to protect him. And that way we don't lose a reliever in the meantime. But we'll wait tonight, because we don't have to activate Cody till tomorrow, and we'll have more information, and then we make a good decision.
So it doesn't sound like it's real serious for Carlos, and obviously for Cody Anderson, this is a quick turnaround.
Yeah, and again, we talked to Cody yesterday and kind of explained to him what we were doing, and we'll keep an eye on him tomorrow. But with Carlos, we were thrilled with this, because again, somebody starts, you know, grabbing their shoulder and you get worried, and he's going to be fine. It just, again, sometimes maybe he, you know, got pumped up in New York and threw a little too hard, but he'll be just fine. It just might need a little blow.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Brewers coming up on the Indians Radio Network.